Hi, Christina. Welcome to the show. Do you remember when you first expressed an interest in music?
No, I don't remember when I first showed interest in music. It was quite early. I sang when I was a little girl, and I also started to take private lessons, guitar private lessons early because they offered that at my school. I don't remember exactly. I cannot say that I remember I was 3 years old on stage my first time, so no.
You come from a musical family now. How was it growing up in a musical environment?
My older sister, Rigmor, she's a jazz singer, but otherwise it's not a musical family. My father is a farmer, and he didn't own any CD player at all. So I remember we listened to the radio, and when my brother finally got a recorder, I listened to Queen and the Slade and a lot of other things than jazz. Jazz was a little bit later. So it wasn't really a musical family in that way.
This has to be one of the toughest questions that I've ever asked a musician. What for you are your top five favorite jazz recordings of all time?
Well, I think that Keith Jarrett, something with Keith Jarrett, maybe the CD with Country, and what is the name of that CD? I don't remember now. Bill Evans and Monica Zetterlund, the Swedish jazz singer Monica Zetterlund, made a wonderful CD called Waltz for Debbie. Nancy Wilson and Cannonball Adderley, when she has this yellow dress. I don't know if it has a name actually. A wonderful CD too. I've listened a lot of Coltrane, but I don't know what to choose there. And also, I think that now Brad Mehldau really, really has good CDs. I don't know actually. That's what I think about right away. But there are so many.
Who are some of the important influences on your singing?
Well, I've listened to Sarah Vaughan, Ella Fitzgerald, of course, Nancy Wilson, all these wonderful jazz ladies. It has influenced me a lot, I think. Also, the Swedish famous jazz singers, and not that famous too, Monica Zetterlund and the younger jazz musicians in Sweden right now. It's hard to name who's the most important to me, actually. I listen a lot to soul music. Stevie Wonder means a lot of me, actually. Yeah, it's a lot of them.
If there was one person living today that you would love to perform or even record with, who would that be?
Living today, that's hard. I would love to sing a duet with Frank Sinatra, of course, but maybe with Harry Connick Jr. then. I don't know. There's so many people I would like to meet, like Joe Lovano or Joshua Redman or Chrissie McBride, Brad Mehldau. I cannot answer that question, actually. It's too hard.
Now, you have a new album out entitled Moments Free. How long did it take you to record this album?
It took me 4 days to record Moments Free.
How did you come about selecting the band that is featured on Moments Free?
I've done a lot of gigs with all of them, not in a band, but different kind of gigs. When I play the standards and some of my own songs, but when I start to write songs for this CD, I just decided during the process that I wanted this band. It came naturally.
I know you've written the material for Moments Free, but did you find it difficult selecting which cuts you were going to put on the album?
I didn't find it difficult because I wrote all the materials myself, so I think it would be harder if it would be a lot of standards, because then you have so many to choose from.
Christina, how would you define jazz?
To have the freedom to do whatever you like, that is jazz to me. that a song never sounds the same, that everybody's doing their personal things when they play a song. I don't know if free. To me, jazz is free.
You know, standards have played an integral part in a musician's life. And I was just wondering what your opinion is on standards and what makes them so captivating generation after generation.
There are some really great tunes. I think that there are good melodies, good harmonies, sometimes very good lyrics too. Mostly I think that it's the good musicians during the years that made the standards so extraordinary. It's a good melody and good chords from the beginning, and then all these genius musicians just go further than I think the composer could imagine. maybe that's why they survive so long and we still love them.
When you're writing a song, does it take you a long time?
Well, sometimes it goes fast. And I think that the process is longer, even though when I write a song, it can be done in half an hour. But on the other hand, I've been maybe playing and trying to write a song for 2 weeks and just not want to keep anything of what I've been doing. And then finally something totally new comes just in 1.5 hours. So I don't know, maybe it's actually 2 weeks per song.
Now, keeping your voice in shape is very important. You ask any vocalist that and they'll tell you that having proper voice is paramount to not only performing but also keeping your vocal chops in shape. Do you have a vocal coach who keeps your voice in shape?
Right now I don't take lessons, but I'm longing for it actually, and I try to do that now and then. It's a good thing to keep you in shape.
Now, going into 2008, what projects do you have on the go?
My record company wants me to record my second CD this autumn, 2008, and hopefully I will have the time to do that. I don't know right now. It might be spring 2009. Otherwise, I'm just going to play and keep on doing what I'm doing right now, touring with my band.
With all the touring that you do and now recording, do you have any time for teaching?
Yes, I teach. Right now, I teach 50% at a school. I have students, and they are between 16 and 19 years old. So I give vocal classes. I've done that for a while now, and I find that very developing and very good. But I'm not going to work this autumn, because then I have too much playing on my own.
When it comes to music, what are you listening to these days?
I listen to a lot of different music right now because my students want to sing not only jazz but a lot of other music. So it's a lot of Alicia Keys' new CD and Beyoncé, Stevie Wonder, soul music. And when it comes to jazz, right now I have listened a lot to my friends, actually. I have a lot of friends that record CDs, and my sister just released a CD, and my best friend is going to, she recorded her CD last week. So it's a lot of Swedish jazzing I listen to right now.
Now, aside from singing, do you play any other instrument?
I play the piano when I write songs and when I teach. I'm not a good piano player, though. I wouldn't play in public, I could say. But I know what I have to know to do what I'm doing. I also played a guitar, and I played classical guitar for many years, and I was quite good actually. So I can still play the guitar.
Do you remember your first performance as a jazz singer?
Yes, I remember my first performance. I was kind of old. I was 14. And everybody told me afterwards that my singing was okay, but I looked angry, and I just have to enjoy more. So that was my first lesson. Tough, but I survived, and I really enjoy nowadays.
Now, with the advent of the internet, many musicians' lives have been altered considerably in terms of a greater closeness with their fans and also more accessibility to their music. How has the internet affected you as a musician?
I don't spend a lot of time with my computer, but I have a MySpace side, or whatever you call it, and of course my home page, and I also iTunes is like, the library is amazing, so it helps me a lot, but I'm not that into computers actually at all.
Of all the tunes on Moments Free, do you have a favorite?
Maybe it's the second song, In a Crowd of a Million. It came so naturally, and when I played it this year, everybody liked it, and I still like it actually. It's a very simple song, but in a nice way. I think that's my favorite today.
What was the most memorable concert that you've ever attended?
It has to be Stevie Wonder in Radio City Music Hall in New York, 1995, I think. It was my birthday, and I decided I will go there alone, and I will be very close to the stage, and I was. It was a wonderful evening.
Now, you went to the New School of Music. What was it like for you studying there?
It was easy for me to choose the new school because my sister already was there, and I heard a lot of good things about the school.
What was the most important lesson that you learned studying there?
You have to be willing to give something, to really have the energy to always develop and be a musician always. To always try to find what's inside of you, and to be able to give it all.
How has your sister Rigmore influenced you as a singer?
I think that she influenced me a lot, but I cannot say exactly how. Maybe that would be easier for somebody else, but we talk a lot of music. We talk about voices, and we talk about writing songs, and I have no idea how it would be without her.
You had an opportunity to work with two very talented musicians, Janet Lawson and Reggie Workman. What was it like studying with them?
Both wonderful personalities, nice, and what they both have in common, and what a lot of musicians have in common in New York, is that it's like everybody's playing like it's a matter of life and death. And that's what I enjoy most, and that's what the teacher wants you to give. They want you to be on your best all the time, at your best all the time.
While you were in the States, you had a chance to perform in some clubs. Did you enjoy performing in the United States?
Yes, I played some gigs in New York, and it was a good experience for me. I had really fun, and it wasn't dangerous at all. It's actually maybe like playing anywhere. But when I think about it now, it's like, wow, 10 years ago, and I was playing in these clubs. But it was a great experience, and I'm really, really happy that I was there.
So, Christina, what's the current state of jazz in Sweden?
I think for vocal jazz, it is okay. It might be harder for instrumental jazz, but there's an interest in vocal jazz, and I think that the jazz interest in Sweden in general is okay. It's a small country, so it's a problem anyway, but I think it's okay, and among younger people you can tell that they are into jazz. But still, all the jazz clubs have support or financial assistance from the government, and otherwise we wouldn't play outside the big cities in Sweden, because there's not too much money in jazz on the countryside. But I have hope. I do. And it's a lot of good jazz musicians in Sweden.
Thank you so much for dropping by today. It's been a real pleasure.
Thank you.